Good afternoon. We're here today to talk about inventory management. We have the largest produce distribution in all of New York City, Kansas. We need a method of cataloging our inventory.
Well, I was thinking we could probably use candy. For instance, for corn, we could use, like, candy corn. Or we could use, like, chocolate-covered raisins for potatoes, you know, because they kind of look like potatoes. It's pretty good. And fruit, we can use, you know, that candy that looks like fruit. Yeah. So I've got everything written down except for broccoli. Can anyone think of a small green candy that has an irregular shape? Okay, so for inventory, we can just count out the candy and put it in a huge pile on the floor. And we know where everything is.
I'm not sure if that will work. We're going to be carrying a lot of unusual produce, like our new miniature bananas. 4 inches long, they were originally grown to feed the miniature lap monkeys at the zoo, but now we can sell them here.
Right, but we'll have to make sure the monkeys wandering around the store don't eat them, right?
Right. Also, we're getting shipment of organic juggled limes. Have you heard of them? Each lime is personally juggled by a professional juggler from the circus. It really brings out the natural flavors of the lime. You've never tasted anything like it.
Okay, but here's the great thing, right? I got the new stock system worked out, and I thought, who better to manage the produce than Albert Einstein? He's got to be like the smartest guy ever. So I managed to find some of his DNA in a freezer at the university, and we made a clone of Albert Einstein. He's in the back now, building an army of robots to stock the produce. I think that's really exciting.
Wow, that's a great idea. If this works out, we could have a whole chain of grocery stores with Einstein clones building robots to count candy and stock vegetables. We'll call it Steinmart.
I think that name's already been taken, actually.
Gumdrops and broccoli.
Teaching monkeys how to mop.